A Blue Moon, written by Elsie Smith, narrated by Elsie Smith. The sound of Abba's Dancing Queen drifts through the closed windows into the street. A light snow is falling, slowly as if in a dream. The windscreens and roofs of the cars are slowly changing colour and disappearing under the snow. A light wind is drifting the snow towards the front door. The footpath is already a spooky white, shining in the light of the street lamp. The door of the house opens. A beautiful girl in a miniskirt, revealing top and high-heeled sandals, appear in the light at the front door. She laughs loudly, snuggles into her coat, and turns back to shout at someone inside the house. She gets a boisterous response, laughs loudly again, and walks toward the car. Her foot slips on the snow. She mutters, regaining her balance and focusing on every step. After quickly rubbing her bare hands and with cold fingers fumbling with the keys, she gets into the car. The car engine sounds like a humming bee in the moonlit landscape. She rests her forehead on the steering wheel. Slowly, the warmth of her coat and the heating in the car brings the life back into her limbs. She wipes tears from her eyes and changes to first gear. All her focus is on the road. She's aware that it's slippery, and this has a sobering effect. She drives slowly, aware that any quick movement could cause the car to skid. She curses under her breath, promising herself that next time she will refuse the last drink. At last, she turns into a narrow street. There's only one parking space left by another car, a black hole in a white landscape. She manages to park the car and gets out. She carefully tests the sidewalk, then walks on as fast as she can with high-heeled sandals. Her footsteps thud in the eerie silence of the street. There are a few lights on, blotted out by thick curtains in various windows. Her frozen fingers struggle to put the key into the lock in the dark. The light bulb has gone again. Then the door opens, and there's a welcoming warmth inside. When she closes the door and switches the light on, it stings her weary eyes. On her way to the kitchen, she kicks off her sandals and steps into an old pair of slippers lying in the dining room. She takes out a bottle of wine from the fridge and pours a glass. A large gulp of wine warms her inside. She refills the glass and carries the bottle with her to the lounge. There she flops onto the couch and places the wine bottle on the floor. The television blares out one Christmas song after another. Do they not have anything other than bloody Christmas jingles? She asks the room. The last channel has some drama about lost love and Christmas. She stares at the screen, not taking in anything, and lets the melancholy wash over her. She's not even aware of refilling the glass until she notices that the bottle is empty. What the hell, she thinks, I'll get another one. She now feels warm enough to remove her coat, but is too drowsy to move. A sharp, irritating buzz pierces her sleep. She tries to turn away from it, but the pain in her neck intensifies. She sits up, then lies back on the couch again. There's the buzz again. She groans and tries to get more comfortable on the couch. Realization dawns. It's the doorbell. She stumbles on her bare feet to the door, drawing the coat she had used as a blanket tight around her. She tries to read her watch, but the hall light seems too sharp. The doorbell rings again. "Will you bloody well stop it? I'm on my way," she shouts. She fumbles with the security chain, can't seem to get it in place, and decides to just open the door so that the doorbell will stop ringing. The two figures on the doorstep appear menacing in the dim light from the street. She steps back and tries to close the door, then hears the word police. A veil lifts from her mind. Then they are inside the house with her. "Are you Miss Amanda Boucher?" the tall officer asks. A coldness grips her insides. This is real. She's awake. "Yes, yes, I am. What is this about? What's happened?" "Miss Boucher, were you at 10 Davinia Street last night?" She glances at her watch. Now the face is clear. 4:00.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?